Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. Police are investigating a deadly shooting inside a North Philly pizza shop. As KYW's Tim Jimenez reports, it all started when the victim got into a crash with the man who ended up killing him.
It was around midnight when police say two drivers got into a fender bender on Ridge Avenue near Sharswood Street. This is close to Philadelphia Housing Authority headquarters, which had surveillance cameras outside rolling. Chief Inspector Scott Small says on the footage you see the drivers pulled over, and then they got out of their cars.
You see the two talking outside. The victim, 26 years of age, walks inside of the pizza takeout area and is followed by the shooter.
While inside, Small says they fought, and the man with the gun pulled the trigger.
Fires one shot, possibly two shots, striking our victim in the head.
The victim was killed. Police say the shooter ran out, got back into his dark-colored SUV, and drove off down Ridge and then possibly west on Master Street. This is the second deadly shooting at the pizza shop in just a matter of months. A delivery driver was killed outside the shop back in June during a robbery. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A man in West Oak Lane shot and killed two neighbors and then took his own life. It happened around 4 yesterday afternoon near 74th and Walnut Lane. Police say a 77-year-old man and a 76-year-old woman had just gotten home from grocery shopping when a man in his 50s started shooting at them. This neighbor says she thought the gunshots were fireworks at first.
And as I ran to the front, he came back out the house and shot the lady on the ground again. And then he shot the guy three times.
She told NBC 10 she ran over to help. She noticed the woman was still breathing and put pressure on her wounds to no avail. Neighbors say the gunman had an ongoing dispute with the couple. Tonight is the first evening session of public hearings in Philadelphia City Council on the proposed Sixers Arena on Market Street. It begins at 6 p.m. Yesterday, there were more opponents of the arena testifying than the supporters. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The opposition was clearly organized. Many of the witnesses sported red No Arena t-shirts and sounded common themes, mainly the threat to neighboring Chinatown.
This is not just disruption. This is not just construction. This is destruction.
This would decimate today's vibrant Chinatown.
They also expressed a distaste for the owners behind the project.
We do not welcome billionaires.
Do not try to play poker with these oligarchs.
Definitely in the minority, the supporters championed the economic impact.
This arena will provide jobs during the construction, after the construction is finished also. This arena will spur growth on the East Market, which desperately needs it right now.
Keeping this iconic team in Philadelphia is not only a win for the city's sports fans, but also a bold step towards driving economic growth.
Three more public testimony sessions are scheduled, along with more stakeholder hearings. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Tolls are going up on the New Jersey Turnpike and Garden State Parkway in the new year. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Dougherty.
This 3% increase was previously baked in back in 2020, allowing the agency to increase tolls on an annual basis. A spokesman for the Turnpike Authority says this means it'll cost drivers an extra 10 cents on a turnpike trip from Exit 4 to Exit 7A, and tolls at main plazas on the Garden State Parkway are increasing by 8 cents. Steve Corellis with the New Jersey chapter of the National Motorists Association says these little increases will affect drivers over time.
You know, it really adds up, especially if you're a daily commuter.
The other issue for Corellis is transparency. Agencies like the South Jersey Transportation Authority use inflation or other indicators to justify their toll increases. But he says the Turnpike Commission is operating with a secret formula.
You know, that doesn't tell us how they calculate a percent. And so all they're going to do every year is raise it by 3% and, you know, claim that's what their indexing says, and nobody in the public really knows for sure.
Corellis says the annual toll increases are likely to be part of a campaign issue for many of the candidates who have announced intentions to run for governor next year. The toll increases take effect January 1st. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Dougherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.